And Des is back with us. Morning, Des.
Yeah, we're going to reflect on a very busy day yesterday. And victory for the Irish women's rugby team, a badly needed victory given they had lost to Spain in their first World Cup qualifier. But yesterday, they came back and rallied in Parma to beat Italy 15-7 with the help of tries from Bevin Parsons and Amy Lee Murphy-Crowe. And they won by 8 points and denied Italy a point in the group, which is very important. The other qualifier saw Scotland defeat Spain 27-22. Ireland play Scotland next week, and Ireland will need to better Italy's result against Spain by at least 10 points if they're to qualify automatically. But for the Irish captain, Ciara Griffin, yesterday's victory was pleasing on a number of levels.
Happy that we got the result, happy we put in the performance that we know we could do. Hitting the nail on the head there, it was a tough week. You know, we were toughing ourselves. We did a lot of hard work on the pitch, a lot of hard work off the pitch to make sure we were ready to go. And thankfully, that came to the fore today. You know, we got the result we wanted, got the win. So in terms of that dressing room, look, all the girls, you know, they fought to the very end. They fought for every ball. So there's tired bodies in there. But we had a very good talk in terms of pressure and how you use it. And, you know, how you can use pressure for your advantage and kind of taking it like, you know, you should be, it take the pressure as a pleasure at times as well. And that you're in those high stakes games and kind of turn it to your area that you can put the pressure back on the opposition. So I think, look, we met that pressure well this week. Obviously, the job is definitely not done. It's just we're one step closer. So a big push and massive focus this week, starting tomorrow.
Now, in soccer, Chelsea are joint leaders of the English Premier League with Liverpool. Chelsea beat Tottenham 3-0 yesterday, an outstanding second half display from Chelsea. They could have had more than three goals. Thiago Silva, Kante and Rudiger were the goal scorers there. The other London game provided great drama. Manchester United beating West Ham 2-1. Benrahma put West Ham ahead and Cristiano Ronaldo equalised. In the last minute of the game, Jesse Lingard, who had spent the previous season on loan at West Ham, scored for United to make it 2-1. And then 5 minutes into added time, West Ham were awarded a penalty. Manager David Moyes made an unusual decision. He brought Mark Noble on from the bench as a sub just to take the kick, but his effort was dramatically saved by David De Gea. This is how Moyes justified the decision.
Yeah, we got a penalty kick, and I've got one of the best penalty takers in the Premier League and also in Europe, so I think if I hadn't made the decision to do it, I would be more annoyed with myself. But it happens in management, you have to make decisions, and this one didn't go right today.
And you start to live with them, and clearly it was, and Mark seemed so confident coming on, when it, you know, it's clearly he had no hesitation about it.
Yeah, I asked him, he says I'm ready, he's got a great record, so why would we not? And you know, we've missed a few recently, so I thought that, well, I get the chance to do so, I could bring Mark on.
It was a strange decision, but apparently, apart from Noble, West Ham's last four penalty kicks were missed, so that's why he did it. Brighton and Hove Albion were 2-1 winners over Leicester, Neil Mopay and Danny Welbeck scoring the goals that put Brighton fourth in the table. In Scotland, Celtic were surprisingly beaten 1-0 at Livingston, and they're now 4 points adrift of leaders Rangers, who drew 1-1 at home to Motherwell. In canoeing, great day for Jenny Egan, who won a silver medal at the World Sprint Championships in Copenhagen. Kildare woman finished second in the K1 5,000 metres final. On to Gaelic games, and the county finals are upon us. Rapparees are the Wexford hurling champions for the first time since 1978. They overcame St Dan's by 6-18 to 1-17 in the final at Chadwick's Wexford Park, reportedly the highest total ever scored in a Wexford final. It led to scenes of wild celebrations, and Porrick Lodge asked Rapparees captain Kevin Foley about that couple of minutes between the final whistle and collecting the cup.
It was a quick couple of minutes, I'm not going to lie. I think I dropped to my knees over on the far side. I panicked nearly that it was real. Do you know, I've dreamt of this since I was 4 or 5, 6 growing up through the years, and I believe we would get here, and we finally got over the hurdle today. And it was a special couple of minutes with family, friends, teammates, backroom, going up. It was lonely enough going up the steps there trying to get a few words into my head, but like to be able to accept the cup on behalf of the club and our senior team and panel and stuff like that. I know it's just a title now. You're going up for a toss of a coin. We've 15, 20 leaders, but it's personally a nice achievement, and it's something I'll always remember.
Would the team of 78 have been talked about a lot around the club through the years?
Oh, definitely. Like, there's so many people there involved with the club. Like, you're looking at Jarrod Collins, the former captain. He's there every night we're training. And I suppose he's mentioned to us plenty of times down through the years that we will get there and we'll win one. And John Brown and stuff like that, our club chairman. There's so many people around the town that have been encouraging us and supporting us through thick and thin. And when some days we weren't going well, they were the lads that kind of encouraged us to keep at it. And that one day we would get here. And look, we've won now. And hopefully we'll have many more by the time we're finished up.
And will there be a good group will go on now to play in the football championship?
There will. That's one thing about the club in recent years, the last 8 or 10 years. There's so many representing both codes, and it's special in a way. Like there's so many. Like we won the football last year, we won it in 2017 as well, and hopefully it gives us a bit of momentum. Like we have to recover the next couple of weeks and get the bodies right and stuff like that. But it's a nice touch as well that we're not just finished yet. We have the football to look forward to, and we can enjoy the winter together the next couple of weeks. And we will. We'll go back training with a smile on our face, and we look forward to it as well.
In the Carlow hurling final, Mount Leinster Rangers retained their title. They beat St Mullins by 24 points to 16. And in a dramatic ending to the Kerry hurling final, Kilmoyle beat their neighbour St Brendan's by 3 points with a last-minute goal from Maurice O'Connor. In golf, Christopher Broberg from Sweden won the Dutch Open. He ended 3 shots clear on 23 under par, with Niall Carney tied for 12th place on 12 under after a 1 under par round of 71. On the LPGA Tour, Yin Young Ko won the Portland Classic in Oregon. The South Korean finished on 11 under with Olivia Mahaffey on 4 over par. In motorsport, Derry's Callum Devine in a Ford Fiesta won the O'Connell Group Cork 20 Rally, the first won back since COVID. In horse racing, Easy Game pulled clear of Ballyushin after the final fence to win the feature Kerry Group Chase on the opening day of the Listowel Festival. The 6-4 win completed a treble for trainer Willie Mullins and jockey Paul Townend. And Listowel continues today starting at 1:40 and is also racing in Ferry House. That gets underway at 2:55.